stuff.
The Birdcage Theater was a big deal, but it was pretty neat.
What happened there?
You know, didn't someone get shot?
When are we starting this podcast?
Right now.
Okay.
All right.
This is episode 44 of the podcast. 44 episodes.
Yes.
50th. Tommy O'Neill will be here. He was on our 25th. Okay. So, who are you?
I am Valerie Mansion.
And I am Casey High-Rise Condominium.
Okay.
And
we have a guest.
We do have a guest. And
I'm Toll House.
It's Toll House. Scott, what are you?
That's great.
What?
I'm Scotty Duplex.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's trashy.
Yeah, okay. That goes.
You have to be so quiet. Okay, and this is the podcast. Nothing's too weird.
You perplex me, you sexy dog. Try to vex me, you sexy dog. Bowl me over, double X me. You Tyrannosaurus Rex me. You sexy, sexy dog.
Your clothes got the music. So,
all right.
Toll, welcome to the podcast.
Thank
welcome.
You.
And Val, welcome back from Orlando.
Thank you. It was fun. We had a great time.
You didn't die in the ocean.
We're on the beach.
Yeah, I saw.
Minnesota Key.
How was the weather, Val?
It's perfect.
What does that mean?
Like, what's perfect to you?
You know, 90 and full sun.
90?
That's a little warm.
That is a little warm.
It's a little warm, Val.
I didn't wear sunscreen at all. I felt great about it.
And you didn't get burnt. She's got Native American blood.
Native American blood.
Don't you running through her skin.
And Dan's mom thought that I was like, you know, being like, oh, I never burn. I was like, no, I don't. You just watch. Sure enough, I'm sitting out in the sun like a lizard.
Just basking.
Basking. Soaking it in. They're like, you're going to get burned. And then my face even got real red and they were like, holy shit, you got really burned. And I was like, no, I didn't.
This is just heat.
This is just heat building.
And you weren't burnt. I saw you the day after you got back.
Yeah, you saw me the day after we got back. I wasn't burned.
No, you were just tan. She's got Native American blood, Toll.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
What kind of blood do you have?
Irish, German.
What would have happened if you had been in the sun, Toll?
I would be very burnt. But I've been doing manual labor so long.
Blistered?
That my arms wouldn't get burnt.
What if you were shirtless?
If I was shirtless, I would get very burnt.
Yeah.
But I kind of like getting sunburnt.
Why?
I don't know.
Like a snake.
Oh, I like to peel.
Yeah.
It's pretty satisfying. That's not the... I mean, it's just nice
I
to
love
get
that.
Sun.
Peeling off big pieces.
Vitamin D.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love
vitamin
to peel
D.
Off.
Yeah. I told Dan I think we needed to move to Florida. My life depended on it.
Because you don't get any vitamin D here.
I don't feel like I do.
Well, you know, and your yard is shady, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come out here and bask in the sun and the butterflies.
I know. I just need to, like, lay in the grass for, like, hours.
You need to just start walking over. We'll just...
lay in the grass.
Like, schedule appointments to get vitamin D.
You think we'd get ticks?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
We're going to... We'll be in the chairs.
Okay.
We'll be in the chairs.
I'm just real scared to get ticks.
Let's put Sentry stuff for dogs on our bodies.
I know a guy that just had to get tested for Lyme disease.
Oh, God. He was on a Lyme journey.
Yeah.
That's
did he have
bad.
It? Did he have
I don't
it?
Know. He wasn't sure that. It's AJ Grill, the comedian.
AJ Barbecue Grill.
He had to get tested for Lyme disease?
Yeah.
That's bad. It can really mess with you.
If you catch it early, I guess it's okay, but...
Well, he should watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because Yolanda Foster has been going through the ringer with Lyme disease, but I think it's really Munchausen syndrome. Not syndrome, just Munchausen.
Wait, is that like when you think something's wrong, but it's not?
I think she was kind of mentally... She's just reveling in this because apparently there's some like other Lyme disease that they call chronic Lyme disease.
Yeah, chronic Lyme disease.
It's not real.
You don't think it is? Did you watch that documentary, Under Your Skin?
No.
Well, it changed my mind.
On chronic Lyme disease?
Mm-hmm.
That it's real?
That it's real.
I can't see you guys.
Under your skin. Under skin, I don't know.
Well, you guys are backlit.
We're backlit. Do we need to turn this off?
No. We could turn on the table.
I said it's a microphone, so I'm like talking right into this. Mm-hmm. And I just see Luke.
Maybe kind of move it down a little.
Then you'll be able to see us. Hey. Here. Hey, here we are.
Perfect.
Well, I'm part of this.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yay.
Toll, who are you?
I am Toll.
Tell us who you are.
I'm a...
Give us three words to describe yourself, like on your Twitter.
They only give you three on there.
They do?
No, they can't. Don't know.
I don't know.
Three words. Any amount of characters with three words.
Three words. And then we'll all do it. We'll all do it.
Three words to describe
You're
myself.
Next, then.
That's a lot of pressure, I feel like.
It is a lot of pressure.
Current or an amalgam, like a defining...
Current or defining, I would say handsome, funny, delicious.
Okay.
He did it.
Yeah, he did it.
All
good
right.
Job. You're next.
You're gonna let me just go with delicious?
That's great.
You can have
all right.
it.
If it comes, this is, I'm going to say the first words that come to my mind.
Just about yourself?
Yep.
Okay.
Work, calm, eat.
So this is it's just three words.
Yeah. Stream of conscious. Three words. Just do it.
Work, calm, and eat. Okay, yep.
Cup,
you.
Star, lamp.
Yes. It's your turn, Casey. Three words. Just whatever. Whatever comes to mind.
Anxiety, depression, and Kanye.
Anxiety, depression. Those are good. I like it.
No, thank you. Scott.
Duh.
Go.
It's
got to be quick.
It has to be quick. Wasteland. Destiny. Conundrum.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Nice.
Those were good.
It's an autobiography title.
Work, calm, sleep. That's what I did. That was dumb. Okay, moving on.
Eat, pray, love.
Eat, pray. That's kind of what it was like.
That was an eat, pray, love. I don't know what happens in that, but.
All right. It was good. I liked it.
I think she eats and prays.
She goes and finds herself in.
And then
India.
At the end, she loves.
Yep. She finds love.
So, you people that are listening may know Toll from the Daydreams commercials.
Yes.
Yeah.
The face and voice.
You know
daydreams.
What?
Daydreams.
I see
and what
it.
What is Daydreams?
It's a head shop.
Yep.
A what?
What?
A what? Locally?
Well, I'll tell you what they sell because Toll tells me every day what they sell.
What do they sell?
Blown glass pendants.
Is that still the one?
Yeah.
I'm not in the next commercial. It's
actually, what?
It's a sore topic, to be honest.
You're not in the next commercial.
No, I had a falling out with my good friend. We're no longer friends.
What? The Daydreams commercial? Like, the producer of the Daydreams commercial?
No, Mark.
Well, that's... Martin. You are the face and voice of Daydreams.
I know. I'm not
well,
in the next one.
Hold on.
That store is going to...
How is he in charge
down?
Of whether or not you're in the next one?
Yeah,
he knows the he knows the guy that sets up the commercials.
Don't you know him, too?
Not like Mark. Mark is the reason I was
but
on the commercial.
Doesn't
here's
matter.
The thing.
You go to him.
You're the spokesperson for Daydreams, so that seems a little weird.
It's like a bummer.
Toll has a very unmistakable voice. I would imagine that they would certainly
much
want
stronger.
You
to.
Every
much
day at
stronger.
Work, we see it over lunch, the and Daydreams everyone now is just like, "Is Toll Daydreams commercial?" I mean, we just like,
that is the greatest.
Because like we can hear you come on because we're all just kind of eating and like
yeah.
It's a fireside room. That's where me and Heath and like other people will eat lunch. And we always watch Cops. And then after an episode of Cops, we watch The People's Court.
Nice.
And so you're usually on during Cops.
That's the irony there. It's
yeah.
Hilarious.
But it's like, but also it's interesting to me because at my work we do media buys. So the reason you're on during Cops is because people at my work are saying things like, this is what is going to sell at this hour of the day.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
Yeah. So we talk about that too, about your commercial. Like your commercial is like, we can have a big discussion about it. Because one, Hupie and Abraham has a whole bunch of commercials at that time.
Right. Hupie and Abraham.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then people with mesothelioma.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And
getting your whole cash settlement.
Yes. All your settlements and then the general insurance.
It's your money.
Yeah.
Like,
you money. Need it now.
You yeah. need it now.
I have a structured settlement.
And I need cash now. Now. Call J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash now. 877 cash now.
Wow.
Yep.
I have goosebumps.
That's great. Oh my God. Looks like that was planned.
Yeah, that was not. So right. that will come on, and your commercial will come on, and we're all like, this is so interesting, the media buys that are going on during the day, because you don't see them at night.
Right. Yeah.
You see a totally different side of America
you
during
do.
The day.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you see
poor
it in the commercials.
Poor people watching TV. Poor people and old people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they have that University
and
of...
And drug addicts.
You're
yes. I'm their spokesman.
So that's your time, and we see you, and we have major advertising discussions about your commercial.
That's
and this
awesome.
Makes me sick that you're not the spokesperson.
No,
now.
It's really, it's actually a point of, it's I'm pretty bummed about it.
Well, it's unacceptable.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I guess.
I think as a consumer and people that watch the commercial, yeah. I think it's weird that the spokes. It's like. The kernel changing. It's a topic of, I feel like, should be major discussion.
Yes. Hashtag.
Hashtag, it's like the kernel changing.
Yes.
And then you have two words that you can write with the rest, because it's the longest hashtag. I assume this is going to be
the trending. Hashtags take up your characters?
Yeah.
Don't tweet.
What happens with hashtags?
They take up your characters on Twitter.
What does that mean?
You only get 140?
Yeah, you only have 140, so you have to be succinct.
Really?
And so you can't waste it all on long hashtags.
That's what makes it artistic.
Hashtags. Just straight up, like,
hashtags?
You have
to be artful.
Just hashtags.
You can what? Do that.
No, the limit.
You can do 140 of them.
Can you do as many as you want on Facebook, though?
Oh, yeah, yes, on Facebook, probably. You can spend all day hashtagging.
Yeah.
So that's why people do that. Why do people do it on Facebook? So
you I don't know.
It does something now.
Yeah,
it
now it does
to.
Trending topics.
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Before
what if you
it didn't.
Put something, like, on there, like, weird, like, that nobody would be searching?
People are searching everything.
Well, this is weird.
I feel
like one
too,
time I
buddy.
Saw a lady on Facebook. On Facebook.
Yeah.
There was a lady having sex with a dog, and
what?
I was scrolling.
What?
I took pictures of it with my phone. I screen capped it because I was like, what in the hell? I was like, and then I was like, this is going to be on the news probably.
Yeah.
A lady getting humped by a dog on Facebook. Like, this violates the rules so badly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no one. It had like 6 million views. What? Yeah. And no one said anything. It was insane. I'll show you the pictures.
Will you send that to me so we can also put it on the podcast?
Yes, I will. Because I have a blurred out one, too. That,
yeah.
Yeah. It's really insane. Because at first I was like, what am I looking at here?
Yeah.
Because I saw like a thing happening, and it was from the rear.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? I was like, oh, those are balls. Oh, God. And I was like, this is... And I was in my mom's living room. So I was like, what? I was like, oh, my God. You know, looking at
Did
my
your
phone.
Did your mom ask what's going on?
Yeah. She's like, what happened over there? And I was like, nothing. Nothing. Oh, my God.
Let me see.
If my mom
wonderful.
Asked what was happening over there, I would be like.
You'd be like.
I explained later.
Yeah.
It was insane. Now I'm looking at my phone during the podcast.
That's fine.
That's all right. Margarita's like nectar.
Thank you. Like nectar.
It's real good.
Thanks.
It's your own special
blend.
Recipe,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Casey Ramon blend.
I make it way better than Scott, and I accused
God.
Him. I accused him of
here
doing it
go.
On purpose.
Here we go.
Because I was like, "Are you doing this on purpose?"
Ladies and
so
gentlemen, here we go.
Time. But then we figured out what was really going down 2 nights ago because he was making it. And I was like, how much are you putting in there? And he's like a shot and a half. I'm like, it's not what's supposed to be happening.
How much do you put in?
Four shots.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Because that I was making it off the recipe that is on the bottle.
You were putting just a shot and a half in?
In a whole thing for like four people. Ugh.
That's not enough.
I'm not a bartender.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, these are real
tasty. Yeah, I didn't make those.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, here we go. I found it. This is bizarre. I'm sorry that I'm sharing this with you guys, but...
No, I am very excited to see this.
Yep, pass it around. Oh, Scott.
Dan pushed out on it.
And that was just on Facebook.
So it's, is it still on there? Was it something
I don't know.
That got
it was
by
like,
the
there was a ton of comments. Isn't there like a million views or something?
Hold on, okay.
Yeah, dude.
There are 5,500 likes.
What? Yes.
Oh, first, let me describe to you what's happening.
No, let us see what's happening.
No. Let me describe. So it appears to be on like a waterbed frame, but not an actual waterbed.
Just a mattress and a waterbed?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, God.
And then on top of that, it looks to be like a fleece blanket. Okay, and then there's a woman... she's in the doggy style position, ironically.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think that's ironic.
That's how dogs do it.
I think that's the opposite of irony.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep. And then the dog.
There is a dog. Well, it's already there.
What breed of dog?
It looks like a Weimaraner. Yeah, definitely. William Wegman would be proud. He took pictures.
The Weimaraner guy?
Yeah. That took the pictures of the Weimaraners. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
do you think he took sexual pictures of them too?
Perhaps. I don't think so. He may have though. So this is whoever posted it said. Whoever posted it said.
I just want people to know that right now.
What's that?
I don't take sexual pictures of Cosmo.
Jesus.
Don't ever do that.
No. He's classy.
So whoever posted this wrote in caps, "I fucked my dog." In brackets, talk shit. I don't care.
Yes. Is she nude?
Yes.
She's had.
The picture. When I did the still thing on my phone.
Well, she's getting fucked by a dog.
I don't know. It's on Facebook.
I'm going to tell you right now. 1.5 million people saw it. 5,500 liked it.
Yeah, they aren't ashamed.
21,000 commented on
it. I'm sorry, but I don't even
see it?
I want to see it, but I don't feel like it's even possible for that to happen.
No, I've seen it happening.
It's happening?
In more detail than this. The first shot...
The first shot
is from the back. Like, when I saw... Because I couldn't tell what I was looking at, because it was a straight-up, close-up porno shoot of a woman and a dog.
Okay.
How gross can this podcast
be? I fuck my dog. Talk shit. I don't care.
Yes, exactly. And then it ejaculates and licks it out.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And it was in...
her?
No. It happened. I mean...
Wow.
Yeah. And I saw all of this in my mom's living room.
Scott,
is everything fine?
We had a little problem. We're fine.
Echoing?
What was the problem?
Echo?
The FCC.
Is it this thing attached to the chair or to the table?
I'm too loud, probably.
No,
we're fine.
Okay,
I can't believe we just saw that.
I can't believe we just saw that either.
It was on Facebook. That's the weirdest part to me.
And it's just
not the weirdest part.
Why are people?
Wait, Tol, was it just on your feed?
I was just scrolling. Somebody and I actually unfriended the guy that commented on it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what in the. So it was a guy that DJ'd at Joker's that commented on it. So then I saw it in my feed, and I was like, "Oh, I'm not gonna be
get rid of this dog fucker supporter."
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He's like a
oh my god.
Guy.
You know, if I saw that on my feed, I'd probably just be like,
Asian.
"Just keep going."
Yeah, I would be like, "This isn't real."
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Just keep going.
They fuck like horses too, don't they? I mean,
who does?
Yeah, people. There's
stuff like that. They fuck
internet?
Horses.
There's a play about it.
What?
And there's a guy that got killed having sex with a horse.
You what? Be torn
because they have to be restrained. Yeah. The horse has to be restrained, or you're getting killed.
What are people doing?
You'd be torn in two from a horse.
I don't even want to ride a horse.
Isn't it weird
No.
They're Isn't terrifying. It weird how the dog is like, yeah, sure, I'll just jump up there and... What?
She probably put,
what dog
it's pheromones on. It's still weird, though. It's interspecies, like... It is. That's the weird part to me.
Yeah. I just She'd probably read a trained Vice the dog to do it. I feel like you guys, this podcast is going to be over, and everyone's going to be like, you know what Toll likes? Chicks getting fucked by dogs.
Bestiality all the way, buddy.
Yeah. I don't. I just saw it.
I want something like
you
that.
You unfriended the person. Yeah.
You know?
I've seen a lot of weird. There's been an occasional, like, hardcore pornography thing in my feed. That's like a video that's just playing when I'm scrolling through my phone.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, how does this. I was surprised it could happen.
That's supposed to get, like, take that kind of stuff off or something.
That's why I couldn't believe this had 1 million views.
And so many likes.
5,000 likes.
Some people are like, yeah, right on.
I don't care,
like, finally, it's out there.
That's some good dog fucking.
I think there's a lot more people than we think
that
do it with their dogs. I bet there's people in Johnston doing it with their dogs.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's a lot of freaks out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet there's more. Oh, okay. This is. Yeah. Never mind.
No.
I bet there's more like oral, though. Because I think people are like, that's not really crossing
Definitely.
The line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There is like, this a is, lot this is, of that.
I'm just gonna, going to
I'm
like
not
third.
Let my dog have sex with me, but
going to third
I got
base.
A jar of peanut
third
butter.
Base. They have morals. They have morals, for Christ's
right,
sake.
Exactly.
I think that's happening a lot.
I'll tell you what else is happening in Johnston. Middle-aged Asian ladies are giving hand jobs at massage parlors again.
Still? Again.
In Johnston?
Yeah. Where?
Again.
Yeah. What one?
I don't know. But they were doing
it. Was that little place out by the car dealership.
Yeah, and now it's like
closed.
an AC service place.
But it's actually
They
a
busted them,
place.
But they thought to themselves, I think the heat is it's not on as bad, and we can start up again.
How do you get caught?
Cops go
probably
get
the
hand
same
jobs
way the bars get caught.
Like, totally. Oh, you're under
what
arrest.
What would you do if you scheduled a massage somewhere? Went to the massage and it was an Asian lady and she was like, just started being like, yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. What does that mean, Val? So she just started going, yeah.
Would
this
you
is
be
before
like,
or after she's massaged.
Oh, I'm not into that. Or would you be like, all right.
Hold on. Val, is she like, she's, you're talking, she's going
I think I'm,
down there.
I'm so... Awkward.
Rubbing.
She's okay. So she's taking it
she's
another level.
She would be approximately 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And especially, I mean, you're saying that I didn't know. That's why I was.
You
going
didn't
there.
Know. You just went
yeah,
for
I wouldn't
the massage.
Be into that.
No.
You know,
no.
Like because a lot of massage therapists on their cards they put some like no sexual.
Yeah.
Right.
Or say they put that they're a safe person to go to.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that go to get a massage that are like, yeah.
Then all of a sudden.
This isn't a massage. This is what it really is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people
like,
that do that.
Why
really?
Does,
doesn't surprise
why
me
does the
all.
Masseuse like, yes. What I want to do is really just give you a hand job. I didn't want to rub your back.
That's way too much work.
Yeah.
Well, it's, it
let's
is.
Just get this
they
over
give
with.
You the whole massage and then you get the
yeah,
happy
you get
ending.
The, yeah. It's part of the package.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they give you the massage, and then at the end, it just happens.
Like they could give you, they could give happens. You like, they could give you a pretty shitty massage, but if they ended it with a handjob,
you know what?
It's just kinda,
I'm gonna
yeah.
do an investigative report.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot out
let's
there.
Let's get to the bottom of
there's
this.
There's a lot of creeps.
Let's do yeah. Let's do some undercover work.
Yeah, let's send a
Toll can go in,
yeah.
and then
Walk
he can
in.
Be like, listen,
send
I'm the
incognito.
I'm the media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the voice of daydreams.
I sound like William Wallace giving a speech.
The rightful.
I'm the media.
Yes.
I'm the voice of daydreams.
The rightful voice.
Oh my
and then
God.
She will go, yay.
That's great. So it's happening again, though?
It's happening again. And then
cops are going in.
The news had a video, and it was just this like middle-aged Asian lady, and she was dressed like as you would think a prostitute would dress, walking down the street. And it's like she didn't want to talk, but she just looked like this old prostitute in Clive or something.
Weird.
It's like she's like doing this, but she's still like, but I still need to dress like a prostitute. I can't dress like a masseuse because I'm a prostitute.
Yeah.
If you're just
she's not putting on airs.
Are you a prostitute?
I don't know. You're like a hybrid, I guess.
Depends. I mean,
if you're actually trans prostitution,
yeah. If you're trying on the massage, yeah. You're moonlighting.
I think it depends on whether or not they're making an effort with the massage.
Yeah, exactly. They're finding your pressure points. Yeah,
you got to have like a what are we talking ratio wise? To hand job ratio to massage ratio. Where is it okay? If you're given like at least a 35% massage.
You're ending with... I would expect more than 35%.
Would you?
Well... I would say for her to qualify as a masseuse over a prostitute.
You gotta be about 50? 50. So you go 51.
Yeah. So she owns the most shares.
Casey, did I tell you about the Asian massage that I went and had?
Oh my, no.
Well...
Offer it up?
No, but it was a very weird massage. She got like right on the table with me.
What?
And like she had really long hair and she was a really pretty Asian girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, like her hair was like going on my face and like.
What?
That like the hair was she part was... of the massage or something.
And she was rubbing her hair on your face?
Yeah, it was real weird.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
It's bizarre.
It was an okay feeling. I was fine with it. But then it was like getting in my toes, and I was like, yeah, I think your hair is going to get caught in my toes.
Did you say that?
No, but I thought it. I didn't say anything. I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Why were you getting this?
Yeah.
I thought that it was just going to be real soothing, relaxing. Yeah. I thought since they were Asian, they knew what they were doing. Yeah, no, that was wrong.
Not all Asians know what they're doing.
That was wrong. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Not all Asians know what they're doing. That's something I hope everyone takes away from this podcast.
All right.
So Val gave me some magnesium oil to spray on myself.
Yeah, and it felt like it was acid.
Yeah, it feels like it's burning like acid, but
it's pretty crazy.
But what I still spray it on.
It looks like a little hairspray bottle, but what comes out of it is burning metal.
So I was like, at night, I was like, Scott, will you spray this on my back 5 times? And then, so he was like spraying it and stuff, and he's like, what's going on? It's burning. And then I'm just like, yeah. And then he's like, he goes, why are you putting that on if it's burning? And I just said, I don't know.
You said, I thought, didn't you say when we were at Zombie Brain, you said, it helps. Helps what? A lot of things.
Yeah.
It's good for depression, anxiety.
Kanye. Is it like a pleasant burning?
No. No. It feels like needles are being poked into your skin.
Kind of. Yeah. It's like a chemical burn.
Chemical burn, yeah.
Because it is.
But it's like not, when you get, like but when it's you, not, though.
It doesn't, like, leave burn marks or anything.
Yeah,
like when you get bug like, spray and a cut.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Like that's exactly what
yeah, it feels like bug spray and a cut.
A bug spray and a cut.
I don't know, and I just have Scott spray that on me because it's supposed to do something. Why not?
Yeah, it's supposed to help. Apparently, a lot of people are deficient in magnesium.
So.
My water has magnesium in it.
What?
I put some in. Some magnesium.
Some of the
that
spray?
You can eat.
Oh. Like, you're going to have some problems.
I put some magnesium in it to eat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you some. You're going to like it.
Okay. I'm going to get you some and you're going to like it.
I always feel real calm after drinking it.
Do you?
Yes.
What do you feel about the spray? Do you feel like something's happened or you're just like it's doing something? It's burning.
I feel like something's happening.
Okay.
With the spray. Especially when you sit in the sun with it. It can burn your skin.
Yeah, I put it on before I went out in the garden.
You did?
I just allowed it to burn.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
It's supposed to help with, you know, pain. You know.
Okay.
You know, where chronic do you buy pain. It? You know, natural grocers.
And what do they say you should use it for?
You know, anxiety. Depression. Pain.
So I'm just covering my body with it. As you see, I'm fine.
Just cover your body with it.
I think everyone can see me and they're like, she's fine.
The oil feels real weird too, doesn't it? Kind of like slick and like yet squeaky.
Yep. Like kind of metal. Gritty almost.
Slick, squeaky, gritty.
Magnesium oil. Spray it all over yourself. It'll burn.
I recommend everyone listening to this podcast give it a go.
Yeah, they'll feel it.
A magnesium.
The spray?
Yeah.
Yeah, the spray. If you take too much magnesium,
what's
going to
happen?
Orally, you are going to probably have explosive diarrhea.
Man, just orally?
It sounds like a only real positive. Orally.
Okay.
Not transdermally.
That's why you have to spray it on so you don't get diarrhea.
Yeah. You just got to make sure that you don't take too much. If you take too much, you're going to probably be incontinent.
What?
What? I'm kidding.
Luckily, you can distract yourself with burning. Which, I don't know.
But I'm drinking it in my water, and it's fine because I put hardly any in there.
Okay.
So but I take, do you know this from experience?
Oh my god, yes. I wasn't incontinent. But I was like running to the bathroom.
Another depends to work day.
But it helped.
I was running to the bathroom like, oh my god, I'm going to poop my pants. But it was fine. It was fine. I didn't poop my pants. That's
You made it.
I made it. Good. Yep.
Who hears poop good. Their pants as an adult?
Like, as an adult?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I came pretty close.
I mean, not like times. A full-on, like, just...
not a let it loose.
You mean diarrhea, yeah. Like sick?
I guess, yeah.
Like you made the wrong decision. Yeah. Like that wasn't
I pooped
just
a
air.
Bed a few years ago.
No, you did not.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Because you were sick?
I think I got food poisoning and I was real drunk. And it was just a bad, bad combination.
You pooped the bed.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In Hollywood. On Hollywood Boulevard. I pooped a bed on
That's
Hollywood
where
Boulevard.
You should. That's nice. Where you should poop a bed.
Did it get all over the sheets?
Not all over, but it was there.
Whoa.
It was bad news.
I have not been incontinent as an adult.
No. Uh-uh. You know what, though? When I was little, I peed my pants, and I was so ashamed that I hid the underwear behind my bed, because it was past when I should be peeing my pants, but I couldn't make it home in time. Yeah.
I have, my ex-girlfriend lived in L.A., and she said more than once she peed her pants in traffic.
Because it was just for
what?
Yeah. Stuck.
How terrible.
Yeah, because, well, you're like, well, I have
like,
to pee, and I'm on
do.
The interstate
Guess
in one spot for 2 hours.
I cannot pee for a long time. Right,
I'm
Scott?
Generally pretty
That's
good.
True.
Too.
Hours.
Oh, forever.
No, she could go days.
I can go days.
Why don't they make? Like,
sometimes she'll come home and she's like, "I gotta pee. I haven't peed today."
Yeah.
I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? I peed like 20 times a day."
They do.
And it's like I'll be drinking water all day long. I have like a glass of water all day long. Then it's just like I have to pee really bad. But it's like, I can hold it.
I heard it's bad for you to hold it.
Well, I tell you, I did get sick, and I think I've talked about this on the podcast, but I held it all weekend once at Girl Scout camp, and I got real sick.
Huh.
I didn't want to go in the pit toilets.
I got real sick once. We went on family vacation, and I would only poop at home.
Yeah.
And I didn't poop for a week when I was a kid, and I got very sick.
Hmm?
Yeah, you just get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to go to the doctor?
I bet when I got home, my parents were trying to figure out what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
And they were like... You haven't pooped in five days. I was like, yeah. And then I pooped and I was okay.
Oh, good.
So you didn't have to, there was no like repercussions.
No.
It was just, gotta poop.
Did you poop your pants, Tol, as you've been an adult?
No, not full on. But you know.
Oh. Full on.
There's the occasional.
Skids.
Not occasional. The rare occurrence.
Every few days.
Yes. Let me tell you.
I forgot my extra underwear today.
Someone that may or may not work at my work pooped their pants at work and now keeps underwear around work because they went to Kohl's and bought underwear after pooping their pants at work.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That would be so terrible.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
I don't know what
But you'd
do.
Probably get to go home.
Yeah, he got to go to Kohl's.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If it happened, he got to go to Kohl's.
That became your go-to way to get out of working. Like, oh God, I need a break.
You should try it.
You know, you gotta stand up and watch your boss's ass.
I poop my pants. I gotta go home.
If you pooped your pants, it would come out your pants, though.
Come out the bottom.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I did. When I was a kid, I pooped my pants, and I wasn't wearing underwear, and it slid out all the way down my jeans. So it came out in, like, this little triangle shape, and I tried to blame it on the dog, and it was clearly, it had been rubbed on a long ways by something, and it was my leg and my pants. It came out in a little triangle, and I was like, the dog pooped. And it was me. And I knew right away.
When we were in Detroit, Scott was like, that guy pooped his pants about a homeless guy. And then I'm like, I didn't see it. And then I'm like, let's go back.
The thing was,
what?
He was wearing two pairs of pants and he pooped through both of them. He pooped through jeans and sweatpants.
And then, so then Scott's like, why do you want to go back? And then I'm like, I want to see it.
He really pooped.
What do? Do you get quarters from someone to go to a laundromat then?
I don't know. I think you could probably just find new pants at that point.
I saw it. I saw it.
Soaked through.
Yeah. I wanted to see it.
No, I wouldn't. There was another homeless guy there who was just like, he in the middle, like imagine a guy down in the East Village, just in a decent part of downtown. Like, mm-hmm. Just imagine someone laying on the curb,
pooped their pants,
passed out, like drool, and pooped their pants, and then some security guy comes by and is like, are you okay? And then that guy down there goes, and they go, he's fine. Oh, and they walk away.
Yeah, they said
this
he's
happened
fine.
In Detroit.
Yeah,
he's fine.
His drool
basically
connected
like, you're not,
from
you don't
his
have a
lip
gun or a bomb, do you?
Like,
why were you in Detroit?
We went to a Red Wings game.
Oh, cool.
Game.
We're there to see homeless men that poop their pants.
A tour of the third world of America.
All right.
How was it, Detroit?
Amazing.
It was crazy.
Casey loved it. They went to a lot of abandoned places. There was a tour, a tour.
Yeah, we'll
bus.
Be having a book coming out soon. We'll with be all the pictures.
Having a book. Yep.
Yeah, we toured some abandoned places. It's pretty sad.
It's got to be pretty interesting, though.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, what's the slogan?
It seemed almost surreal.
It said,
something
we
will
later
arise from the ashes.
Yeah, something the slogan of Detroit is
from the ashes we will arise.
Like from the ashes we will arise.
Yeah.
But it's like really fitting now.
It is.
I think it's going to be great again.
It is going to be great again.
Yeah. You want to take
just
a break?
Just like America.
Just like America.
Yep, let's take a break.
All right.
And cool. During this break, you'll probably hear some songs that Luke is going to sing for us. Not right now, because we're all just going to pee and stuff. We'll record it later. We'll record it later, but it will seem like we just recorded it right now.
Sounds
we'll record good. It after the podcast.
Great. See you soon.
All right. Yeah, see you soon. Listen, this is not time for you to pee. It's
break
time,
time.
For, it's time for us to pee.
Ordained with artificial ornaments attached to a still beating heart. The swollen food of conquest accusations tear this love apart. A false messiah breaks an interstage left on a dreary play. About a land of milk and honey closed until the judgment day. Mandinka, give me a new name. For it's been 8 days since I walked straight through the fire and was reborn again. Baptized in repenting. Electric tongues are wagging neath the cell phone tower, rock the painting. Hallelujah. We give our thanks today. We raise our glass and shake our ass and listen what the people say. All I ever wanted to do is make a little time for you. Black suit and white collar. Drown me in the mud, give my regards to Butcher Holler. The tears of a fallen clown. Baby, put your boots on, run me out of this town. They say that Adam had a rib and he took it to the prom dance. There was a serpent in the tree, he was looking for a big chance. But who wouldn't? An opportunity knocks, baby. You gon' be dashed upon the rocks. We take a dive off lover's leap. But you could use some sweet. Keep running.
Now we're back from the break, and I have magnesium oil spray.
Great.
So Toll and Luke are going to give this a whirl.
Now and you're supposed to spray six sprays on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Various parts of the bod.
So not all one spot?
No.
Okay.
Can I just do one?
Yeah, just
does
do
it,
one.
Up close or
no,
far
do
away?
Close. And then you're going to kind of have to rub it in. You know, rub the knee. Are you doing more sprays, Luke?
That's like...
Luke is terrified. He's like, holy shit, this is going to burn my skin like acid.
I think we talked it up too much.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't
really... I'm glad we talked it up as much as we did.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Okay, so what I read is that if your body is really acidic, it's going to burn. But if it's more alkaline, then it's not going to burn as
maybe
much.
Maybe I'm more alkaline.
Yeah, so you might be more alkaline.
I don't really feel anything.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Totally, you need to put six sprays on. Six sprays on
each
arm.
Yeah, so me and Val are acidic.
Yeah. Six sprays on each arm.
Not on each arm.
Oh, yeah, total.
Three yeah.
Arms. Total. Okay, now rub it in. Is it burning?
I can't tell if I'm imagining it or it's really happening.
I don't really feel anything.
That's what Luke must be alkaline.
Okay, now put it on your legs.
If it's not burning, you need to
put it on your legs.
Put it on your butt. Put it on there nice.
Just rub it in.
Let me get the dog. Hold it.
It's kind of supposed to be like the float tanks.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be...
On my sunburn, actually.
Oh, that might be one.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be fine.
You're going to feel...
Good.
Yeah.
You're going to feel calm and soothed.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Soothed.
You're going to like it.
Speaking of soothed, maybe, did you guys go to church growing up? This is how I'm
segueing into this.
From
the ancient Zechstein
well,
seabed.
Yeah, it's from the ancient seabed.
Of Zechstein.
Yeah.
That means ancient.
Yes, the Zechstein seabed.
Yep.
That stuff is legit.
It's from the Netherlands.
Yeah. It's ancient.
Yep.
So it works.
If you have anything ancient, put it on your body.
Definitely.
It'll fix it.
It always works.
Yep. So did you guys go to church growing up?
Yeah, I went to catechism, and I also went to, mass with my grandma on Saturdays.
Catholics.
Yeah, Catholics.
Yeah, I went to church, Catholic church.
Oh my gosh, you guys both went to Catholic church.
But I lied about it frequently.
What do you mean?
That you said you went.
My dad never went to church.
Yeah.
So, but he made us go to church, and then it was like, I'll go at this time, and then I would just go grab a brochure, and then...
Yeah.
And prove that I went to church, even though I didn't.
I went with my grandma.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did your mom go?
No.
It's just you and your grandma. So it was like special time with your grandma.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. It was good, you know?
Yeah, without your mom.
I kind of like the Catholic because it's real rituals. Like rituals, you know?
Well, anymore, now that I'm sort of moved away from religion, it seems a little more culty to me.
It's very culty.
I'd love to start
like the
a
songs and the chanting. Like, and like you're like, oh, and you're like, aha, man. Aha, man. Aha, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
Did you go to church, Scott?
Yeah. We went pretty much every Sunday until I got out of high school, and then it was just like, they even stopped going after. I don't know. It was very strange.
Yeah.
We would go to Sunday school for an hour and a half, which is so long.
Yes.
And then, like, I can't remember, was that first was the sermon thing, which was like 40 minutes.
Mass?
And then I wasn't Catholic.
Oh.
It was just a preacher.
Service.
Yeah.
That was called.
Yep.
Is it you,
though?
And my parents would give me a dollar to put in the collection plate at kids.
In the velvet bag.
Not in the collection, like at the Sunday school thing. But I would buy a pop with it out of the gymnasium thing instead.
That is sick.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Well, okay, so we never went to those sermon things.
Yeah.
Like it was a Methodist church that I guess we belonged to.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Sunday school sometimes. And it was kind of like my parents were like, whatever you want to do, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I was like, oh, I don't want to go to Sunday school. So they're like, okay. But then this old lady from the church was like, why aren't you going to Sunday school? And it was like a real weird thing in Dallas Center, you know, to not be going to church and stuff. So then it's just like, my mom's like, she doesn't have a ride. Then this old lady's like, I'll pick her up. So then for a while I had to ride with this old lady. Then finally my mom had to be like, no, this isn't happening anymore. Like,
man.
But, like, so I didn't go because I didn't really want to go. And my dad would always be like, I can believe whatever I want to believe at home.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really go. And, but my brother wanted to go and my parents were just like, yeah, that's cool. And so he got confirmed and everything.
He did?
Yeah.
That's great.
But not, but you know, not me. Not me. I'm fine.
So, and if you're not Catholic, you also get confirmed?
Yeah, but...
Come on.
I don't know what that means, really.
I think it just means, happened. Like, you're, like, you know, one...
What?
...with the Lord.
Being confirmed?
Right?
I don't remember what it means.
I don't know.
It means you're
I know I am.
Lord. You are?
I'm confirmed, yeah. Catholic.
Scott, are you confirmed?
No, that's not. That's only a Catholic thing.
No, Methodists did confirmation.
No, we had some. I don't even think there was even a thing at ours.
Oh.
I mean, I knew people who.
Confirmation was a big deal.
We went to the Reformed Church.
I don't understand why.
The Reformed Church.
I think
church?
That when called. You're confirmed, it means you're a real Reformed. Member of
yeah.
the church or something. You know?
Do you guys have any.
It's like a. I don't know.
Like a
does
cult.
Does baptism not count when you're a baby?
Well, that's what some people say.
Yeah, apparently. But you have to do that. That's the first step. And
what
then you have first communion.
Thing.
Well, like...
and then you get confirmed.
Also, reconciliation.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, you do reconciliation before confirmation.
Yes.
What's that?
You have to memorize a lot of stuff.
What a nightmare for a child.
Yeah.
You know, I just really liked it was just real culty, and I was kind of into it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I was into it as a kid, and then I went to Catholic school the whole time. And then I was like, they're really... And then I just...
Yeah.
I think that's the reason I lost religion.
Well,
Catholic school.
My mom just said the other day, she was just like, you know, what kid wouldn't love this? These stories are crazy.
Yeah.
Like
they are.
Yeah.
Real fun.
Yeah. But then like
encode in many colors.
Yes.
Lion's Den.
Yeah.
Jonah and the Whale.
Yeah, a guy lived inside a whale.
Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. My hair.
So much powerful. Bullshit. Yeah.
Still there.
King Solomon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cutting the baby in half or something.
What?
Salt. Yeah.
Is that what that story is?
Mm-hmm. Lot and the that. Salt pillar.
Yep.
What? I don't
Sodom
know.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
You know, she turns into salt when she turns around.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, him too.
Okay.
Like, I know some things, but it's weird because on Jeopardy, when it'll be like, you know, about religion, and then Scott's getting them all, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, how do you know all this? I don't know. But, you know, I feel like I'm fine. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. You are.
You know who I think is not fine is people that post on Facebook and have to tell everyone I went to church. I feel like that's saying, whatever I did nothing wrong. I went to church. Yeah. Like, I could be a huge asshole, but I went to church, so I'm better than
you. Well, that's like in Catholicism, if you go to reconciliation.
Everything's fine.
Then you're forgiven for all your sins.
You can murder people.
Yeah.
It's fine.
What? If you go confess.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's fine.
Toll, did you ever go in and confess to the priest?
Yeah.
Were you like a kid and were you like, I don't know.
I said some cuss words. Yeah.
I lied.
Yep. What did he say to you?
I don't know. I was just like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, whoa.
Then you have to go do your penance on the rosary.
And then he gives you your penance and then you go out and then you kneel and then you say it. And it might be like the Hail Mary like 50 times.
Yep.
What's the Hail Mary?
Hail Mary, full of grace,
Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou amongst women.
You have to chant that 50 times?
Yep.
Yeah.
You Jesus. Maybe have to chant that and then with your beads.
The more, that's and hypnotic. The more you say it out loud, so the cultier hypnotic. It sounds.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is fucking, this is the most popular religion on earth.
That would put you into a trance.
Oh, it does. That's why I liked it.
It would put you in a trance.
The Hail Mary, or they give you Our Fathers, or... reading stuff.
It's like when Tina Turner starts going nay nay yo ring gang go yay nay yo ring. And what's love got to do with it? Do you know that part?
I don't know that part.
It's after she leaves Ike and then she gets, you know, introduced to.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the movie?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the song. And I was like, what part? I thought I knew this song. And at one point, she's like, rang on, gang, gong, gang, gong, 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 gang. I was like, you did not clarify that it was a movie. And I was like,
I thought everyone knew it was a movie. That's
I do know that it's a movie, but I didn't know you were talking
it's
about
it. It's more a movie than a song to me.
It's real culty, but you know.
Ding, 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 ring, ding,
I liked it.
It helps her out. I don't know. I think if it helps you out, whatever. But if you're posting on Facebook, like, I'm going to be a piece of shit all the time, but I went to church, that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a cult.
Definitely.
That's what I think.
I know a lot of, yeah.
What?
That's what I think. I don't know. People that post, too, like, oh, if only God will help me with this.
Yeah.
On Facebook. And I'm like, that's weird.
It is
Why
weird.
Why do you think they put that on Facebook?
So people will be like, they're a good person.
Yeah, they're a good person. It's God.
Mm-hmm. You think they're reaching out to God on Facebook?
No, they're reaching out to their friends like, you're paying attention to me, right?
Yeah, that's what Facebook is.
Prayers.
Yep.
Praying.
They need to have a little pray emoticon thing.
Definitely.
Because people are asking for them. There you go. Easy. Click the button.
People ask for them and people write, done.
Yep. So that'd make it a lot easier. Just click the button.
If it was the like pray hands. Button.
Yep. Pray hands button.
Pray. Doing it.
Isn't I've there a bunch it. Of new buttons?
There's like the emoticons, but I just want... Yeah, there's like, you know, the crying one. The wow. That's my favorite one. Wow!
You're on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah.
The angry one.
The angry.
The sad one.
I love the wow one, though.
Uh-huh.
Everything should be wow. Just, wow. I can't believe it. Maybe I'll do that the next prayer one.
You should.
Just wow it.
Just wow it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
someone asking for prayers, you say, yeah. Wow. 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 Done. You must think God thinks you're really important.
But also, like, the wow face is kind of like I'm praying like an angel with my
arms
up.
That's the wow face?
Whoa! I like when people do the wow face. It makes me feel really good.
You know? Yeah, I like the thinky face.
The what?
I guess that's on the iPhone. You know, the
thinky. Oh, the emoticon.
The thinking emoji. Mm-hmm. Send that. Yeah. For no reason. People are like,
what's he thinking?
Mm-hmm. I like the emoji that they have the surgical mask on. I just send that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know what that means.
Sometimes I prank people by sending them pictures of fish and saying, you've been pranked by too much tuna. I've sent it to Scott. He's been pranked.
I got pranked.
Yeah, he got pranked. He's on a prank show. As a kid, were you guys scared of Nostradamus? No?
I heard Paul Harvey talk about him one time. You guys remember Paul Harvey?
Yeah.
And he talked about, and then they were like, yeah, he was actually alive in like the 1800s or something like that.
Yeah.
And you think, I thought Nostradamus was like ancient. And they're like, no, he was just a dude in like France.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well then.
He was just alive in the 1800s?
Yeah. Is that not true?
He was contemporary to the de Medicis. It was like 1650s.
Well, I tell you, I was terrified of him.
Still not nearly as ancient as I
thought. Tell me why. Because he predicts stuff?
Well, it was all the end of the world all the time.
He had quatrains.
Yep.
What's that? What does that mean?
Oh, he had all these...
poetry verses.
Poetry verses of, like,
predictions. They were called quatrains.
It used to be on after Soul Train.
Has anything come to fruition?
Well, there would be shows all the time growing up that's like, it's all coming true.
Those shows, though, like, oh, the Bible predicted everything. And they're like, look, if you circle these letters in the right spots, it spells devil.
But I'd be watching it like,
he's coming.
As a kid, and I'm like, this makes sense. I think Nostradamus was my church. And then it's like, as a kid, I was like, this makes sense. And
this makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like Bible stories. Like, mm-hmm. This is crazy and this makes sense. And it was like, these are crazy and these.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And it was scary. And just like, I'm sure church is scary. It seems scary. I don't know. I guess maybe it's not, but it seems scary. End of the world, Armageddon.
Scary sometimes.
I think that Catholic Church isn't scary because it's so culty. You just feel at home.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're riding with people, do you ever feel like it's okay to critique their driving?
Never.
Yeah, you just have to kind of let it happen, I think.
I feel
it depends on if it's like you're close. Like, I bet you would critique Scott.
Yeah.
If like, he did something
correct. I try not to, but sometimes he doesn't turn his blinker on. I'm like, you gotta turn your blinker on.
Yeah. I've worked with guys. I've always had driving jobs for the most part.
Yeah.
And sometimes like a two-man job. So the other guy will be driving. And I've worked with guys where I get out of the truck and like there's a handprint on the armrest because I'm so freaking scared.
Yeah.
Scared that you were going to die.
Like, in a giant truck, full gas at every green light, like, all the way to the floor. Then he'd get, like, 5 feet behind semi-trucks.
Oh, my God, I'd be terrified.
And I'd be like...
But, yeah, you can't say anything.
But I had, like, just started the job, so I didn't want to say. Yeah.
Yeah. I was riding with my coworker, and he was driving like that. He started going just nuts as soon as we left the parking lot, and I did not see it coming, and I was just in the back seat. I'm like, I'll survive if we get in a crash. And I'm just like, I just have to accept this. And then I was riding in the back, and then Jeff was up front, and he was just driving and just going crazy, and we're going through parking lots. And then when we got out, I said to Jeff, I'm like, what's going on? We're going to die. He's like, yes, I've yelled at him before about it. And then I'm like, you need to say something again. I can't say anything. And then Jeff's just like, I don't know what he's doing. And then a few weeks later, ticket in the mail. And then he's like, look, they say I'm going like 50. And it's like, because you are. Oh my God. I was so scared. But I was like, well, I guess I have to pretend like I just accept this as my fate and nothing's wrong. And I'm cool with driving crazy. I'm not cool with it. I want to drive like an old lady.
I don't drive like an old lady. I don't drive crazy though. But I've had a friend that took a lot of pleasure in driving under the influence. That was the scariest thing.
Yeah.
Of all, like he would drive through yards.
What?
Was yeah. he like, man? The more wasted I get, the better driver.
Oh,
I
he become. Loved it. He thought it was hilarious.
What?
Yeah, he would drive what? Through people's yards, drive the wrong way down streets. I'd be like, please let me out of your car. Why yeah. did I get in here? God. Yeah.
Oh, that is so scary. Mm-hmm. Scary. I'd probably jump out. I'd get so freaked out.
Yeah.
Oof.
Through yards.
I always feel pretty confident in anybody else's hands.
Do you?
Kind of. Maybe.
Have you ever driven with people driving crazy?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty scary.
But you feel like you can't see anything.
Definitely not.
No.
No.
Scott, do you feel like you can say something if someone's driving crazy?
No.
Yeah, you just have to take it.
I think it depends on how crazy it gets.
Yeah.
Told with your friend, the drunk driver, were you ever like, man, just give me the keys? And was he like, no?
Yeah, he would not. And the fact that I got into a car with him more than once is kind of sad, actually. But even when he was sober, we would drive, and he would fall asleep at the wheel sometimes.
What?
And so I remember one time we were going to Missouri, and it was just me and him, and he kept falling asleep at the wheel, and he would wake up and go, and I'd be like, ha!
Oh my god!
He thought it was so funny that he was falling asleep at the wheel, and I was like,
whew. That's not funny.
That's awful.
It wasn't funny. It was terrifying.
That is awful.
He crashed. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to say too much.
I imagine there was cars crashed. Yes. Jesus. Okay, this is more car-related stuff, but what do you guys think the handles in cars do?
Okay, I think I know the answer.
Okay. Like, so the handles, you know, that are in cars up on, like, the top.
Okay, never mind.
Isn't it, like, to brace yourself?
I don't know.
I thought, like, we were talking about the door handles, and can't you, like, break them up and, like, break
Because I recently learned, like, because, like, headrests aren't actually, they're head restraints.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that why your head doesn't go back?
Yeah.
They're clothes hangers, right?
It's so your head, it's so you don't,
your
neck doesn't snap back in an accident.
You know, I thought
that's
that...
what it's for.
Mm-hmm. No whiplash. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I thought my posture was so bad. I'm like, this is so uncomfortable for me. But put my head back here. My posture's so bad that I can't even do this.
Yeah, it's actually a safety feature.
Good. I'm. That's a
and
waste.
So I assume that's what I would say. Like the handles maybe are like to that's hang safety. On to.
Did you look this up?
No, I haven't looked it up yet because I just wanted
clothes hangers.
That's what to I thought it was for. Stuff, hang clothes.
Yeah.
I thought it was to hang clothes.
What?
Those.
I thought you said it was to get out of the car.
No, I haven't looked
Who
it up.
Who said it was to get out of the
I
car?
I did. That's, I didn't understand.
That's what you said.
But now
and then
I now,
thought it was because what Toll said.
No, but now like, I know.
Holy
speaking
shit,
of headrests,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you guys something right now about the headrests. It's going to blow your mind.
What?
You know how they come out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
And they're kind of sharp on the ends. That's to break the windows out.
What?
If you're in a lake.
That's awesome. Mm.
And you know the part of the window that you aim at?
What?
Just right in the corner.
By the mirror?
Yeah.
Of which window? Of your front window?
The side?
No, the side. You know, swim out.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
So get, take the headrest.
Sometimes
off.
You have to wait till the car is filling up with water, don't you? So...
Yeah, so the air pressure or something. But yeah, the headrests are made with sharp ends specifically for that.
That is good advice.
Interesting.
For our listeners.
Just so you guys know.
We could have saved some lives.
Now all you need is a seatbelt cutter because I don't know if you can get out of that when the car is sinking.
It's not electric though. It's still mechanical.
It
should open. It
jams with water.
Really?
Maybe not. Hopefully not.
Those little safety tools do come with a seatbelt cutter, though.
What?
The ones that have, like, a... They have, like, a flashlight. and a little metal
point. Oh, yeah, seatbelt cutter on
and
them.
And a little metal point, yes. And then a seatbelt cutter.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. We're saving some lives.
Definitely.
Someone said they are mostly to aid entering and exiting, sometimes called chicken handles. People sometimes hold on to them when the car is doing drastic maneuvering.
Oh, okay. So they're to grab onto.
Yeah. There's a board called the straight dope. I don't know if I should open that.
Why do you think
that.
They're called chicken handles?
Someone calls it an oh shit handle.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Because you're like a chicken.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh shit,
you're like
oh
a
shit.
Chicken.
Oh shit, we're going crazy.
So that's what, do you think, I feel like people should get the message if you start grabbing onto things like this, or going like this, that it's time to, like, if you start breaking on your passenger side,
what
get a grip.
What do you think someone would do if they were braking really hard and you pretended like you flew forward and hit your face?
How can you pretend that?
That was like, acting.
Do you see that? Like, no. You just, like, lean forward. You'd have to, there's, you could only actually do it.
If you... Do you think that if you did that, you know how you could
then it'd be
forward,
like, I'm really sending a message.
Lean forward and maybe just slap the dash, you know?
Yeah,
real
yeah,
dramatically.
Yeah, real dramatically, but they didn't see it, and you were like, oh. You think then they'd be like, holy shit.
I think they'd be like, what's your problem? Because they were also in the car and they didn't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. Convulsions.
Like, if their body's not doing that, they're going to be like, what are you up to? Yeah.
All right.
So that's not an option.
Definitely not.
I think the only option is grab onto this handle above you. Mm-hmm. Or push on your fake brake.
Maybe with both hands. What if you grabbed onto the handle with both
hands? I think you lean over, you grab them by the shoulders, and just start screaming.
That's a good option, too.
That's what I do.
Then they'd get the hand. Like,
okay. Just say,
just
this is
scream
unacceptable.
At the top of your lungs.
And then they'd be like, oh, am I driving unacceptably?
Am I still screaming?
That's probably how that would go down. You guys, this was across the street from me growing up. Someone had a giant satellite in their yard.
I remember those.
Like a giant satellite for TV.
Yes.
Like a space satellite.
I remember that. Like always in like farmhouses.
Yeah. It was in Dallas Center and it was the people across the street and it was just like, how much TV are they watching?
I always wondered.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch those TVs.
I did
bad.
Too. I did too. What are they getting?
Why was it like that?
They needed all the TV channels, and they could get it from outer space.
Yes. Rumor was there was porn.
I'm sure there was. Glorious porn.
Yeah.
Skinamax.
Yeah. No, even better.
What do you mean even better? Alien porn?
No, like real porn.
This satellite works great! What is that?
That must have been big city living.
Yeah, we didn't have
with
it in
the
D.C.
Alien
yeah,
satellites.
It was huge.
Like how big?
Like a space satellite.
You're talking like car sized or like?
Like 15 feet across.
What? In someone's yard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 feet?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're huge. So like bigger than a basketball hoop.
They were huge.
Weird.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe he was like a ham radio enthusiast.
And then they had those big things jutting out, like big satellite pokey things.
Pokey things.
You know the things that poke out of the middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's to gather like the waves. The radio
waves.
Yeah,
from outer space.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it bounces off the back and goes up to the front.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yep.
Oh my god, people are learning. People are learning so much this episode.
Yeah, they are.
Like. So people had that. The neighbors across the street had that in their yard. They were getting so many channels.
When you were a kid,
yeah,
I would have been so jealous. I didn't have cable when I was a kid, and I'd have dreams about having cable.
You did
all the time. In my dream, I would be like, I would turn on the TV in my bedroom, and I would have like MTV, and I'd be like, this is the greatest dream of all time. I would have been so jealous of their giant.
Did you watch
dish.
It at people's house? Like,
cable? Oh yeah, I was obsessed.
Did you have cable, Casey?
Yeah. Yeah, we got cable. You know, one time my dad made me say a bad word about like MTV. Like, he made me say it to my mom. I think I've talked about this before, maybe, but it was a car song about like magic. And then my dad whispered to me and made me say to mom, "Go tell your mom it's fucking magic." And then so I was like, "It's fucking magic." And then she got mad. I'm like, "Well, I hope that song never comes on again." Because I got in big trouble. But I didn't really. My mom was just like, "What's going on?" But every time it came on, I was like, "They're thinking about it. They're thinking about me saying that bad word." But we got the Disney Channel, and they had to come out and install it. And we got a plush Disney toy along with subscribing for the Disney Channel. They had to, like, come to your house.
Jeez.
That's like a child's dream.
Well, my mom babysat, so it was like, we had to have cool stuff. Holy shit.
Yeah. I didn't have cable.
Dude, were you jealous of people that did?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, me too.
I went to my grandma's house and watched it.
Your grandma had it?
I remember my favorite part about going on family...
What?
Oh, my favorite part about going on family vacations was watching TV in the hotel. I loved it.
Yeah.
Cable. Because
it was, yeah, because it was so exciting. Nick at Night. Could watch Mr. Ed.
I did not ever have dreams about having cable, though.
Well, you're probably not as lazy of a turd as I am.
But I mean, I was pretty excited to watch Nickelodeon.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. But Casey, you just had that.
Well, TV is really important, as it is to my dog as well. I don't know. If people have been here, you can see Cosmo. He likes the dogs on TV.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Mm-hmm. He will run from other yards to go inside and then to the TV for the dogs on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's his greatest pleasure. So, Val, you were saying how when people say don't change... It's a pretty weird thing to say to people.
Yeah.
Don't change.
What do you guys think about that? Never, like in a high school yearbook, never change?
Yeah, you know how people say, like, never change? Or, like, sometimes maybe people that you
people
just
be
know
like, you've changed.
In your life, and they're like, you've changed. And it's like, yeah, I'm a person.
Yeah, I did?
It happens in my life.
Yeah.
And so I change.
Yeah.
But they act like it's a bad thing, and I don't think it's healthy at all if you don't change.
Yeah.
I think the people that tell you that you've changed and, like, it's a bad thing.
I don't know that anyone's ever said, I mean, I clearly have changed, but I can't think of someone ever saying to me, you've changed.
You've changed.
Probably a girl.
You've changed.
You've changed.
Or maybe when I changed clothes.
You've changed. Has anyone ever said that to you, Casey? You've changed.
Not like in a threatening way like that.
Just, what about this? I don't know. You're just kind of different.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, people will say that at various times, yeah. And it's like, yeah, I'm different at various times.
Like, yeah, I'm different.
Seem different. Yep.
Like, every day is different.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird.
They need to...
Well, Mike Posner says, as humans, our only job is to grow.
Mike Posner. Yeah. Cool like that guy?
That's yeah.
True. Isn't that his...
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But
if you're not changing, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're probably sending...
changing.
You're posting on Facebook about not changing, happening. Probably.
Right.
You probably post on Facebook, like, prayers. I'm not changing.
Right.
Thank God I'm not changing.
Yes.
Okay, so Val sent me a ball jar, like, reviews.
Yes.
I think so that there are jars these. You put your balls in?
I think that we should have Cole read these reviews out loud.
Okay.
Don't you think that'd be good?
Yeah. So let me say what the question is first.
Yeah,
then.
You say the question about the ball jars and then told me.
If I am keeping little people detained in perfect masons, would 4 or 5 holes punched in the lid suffice to provide oxygen? And I can't tell Where are they asking this question? Is this on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. People are wanting to buy Perfect Mason ball jars, and somebody asked that question.
And these are the answers. And
these are the answers that people said.
I would assume so. At higher altitudes, I would go for 6 holes just in case. Make sure you make the holes large enough for feeding. Hi, Charles. I also collect little people. I do 2 holes per person, unless they are plump, then 3 holes. Good luck. Just make sure they are separated by sex in separate jars, or you will sure enough have a mess. Take it from me, Lordy Mercy! I decided on this purchase strictly on this question and the answers. Thanks to all for helping me decide on this product. I would recommend using at least 6 or 7 holes in the lid for oxygen. I love the internet. I would go with 8 smaller holes. With bigger holes, you run the risk of escape.
Yeah.
That would probably be fine. Just be sure to poke the holes in the lid before you put the people in. It all depends. Federal regulations require 1.5 holes for each. Of course, that is for the standard variety. Miniatures require muslin or a fine...
Muslin. Yeah.
What? Is that what it...
Muslin.
Muslin. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
It's like some kind of linen.
Oh.
Require muslin or a fine mesh screen. And require a wide mouth for better air circulation. That allows any hot air to circulate freely. And it goes on and on.
That's great.
So those are some ball jars you can get, I guess.
Yeah.
Just for peeps.
Yeah,
for little people. Just
collect miniature people. That's great.
Okay, should we get to box questions?
Yes.
Yep. So Val asked some questions from a box.
Okay.
Okay.
Brace yourself.
Got it. Ready?
Yes.
Is happiness overrated?
Yes. I've the movie? Because definitely, yes. But happiness itself, I would say, I kind of enjoy sadness.
Wallowing in sadness.
Sometimes I like to just wallow.
That's my MO. Yeah.
I do.
Wallow in sadness.
I'll be like, what's the saddest songs?
Tell jokes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, the sad songs.
Yeah.
They're the best.
You just gotta wallow sometimes.
Yep.
One time I said to Dan, and I wasn't having a good time when I said this, but now I was like, I forgot what it feels like to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's sad.
That is sad.
But
do you remember now?
I feel like sometimes I do.
Sometimes you remember?
Yeah.
You remember
Do you
right
think
now?
Anyone is really fully happy?
No.
No.
If they are, they're a fucking weirdo.
Sometimes I feel like people, if you can catch like a little glimpse of happiness and you're like, oh my god, do some people always feel that way? Because that would be great.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know
I
if
I think you'd have to be kidding
is.
Yourself.
Yeah, you'd have
Although
to be
I'm
kidding
happy.
Yourself.
I mean, I'm happy. I like to, I'm in a basement talking to friends, drinking.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, we're having a good time right now.
Yeah, it's a happy time.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Maybe and it's not overrated.
Maybe
Scott,
huh?
Is this podcast overrated?
No. It needs more ratings.
It needs more ratings. That's true.
Sign on to iTunes.
Yes.
More subscribers, more listeners, more ratings, more Facebook fans, more all of it. But Scott, happiness, is it overrated?
Sure.
You think so?
You think?
No.
I kind of think it's not.
I think in reality,
it's
not overrated. That's what everyone's goal is.
Yeah.
With everything you ever do, I would say.
If it's true, then no. True happiness, no. It's not overrated.
That should always be everyone's quest. Be happier. Yeah.
That should totally be everyone's quest.
Mm-hmm. Let's make it our quest.
I think we should.
Right now.
Now.
Yep.
And begin.
I'm feeling good.
Your attitude.
Yep. Choose your own happiness.
Yeah. All right. Oh, this is the last one?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay, are you happier when your life has structure or total freedom?
I feel like even with total freedom, I have structure.
So to a some little degree. Bit of both.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've ever felt total freedom.
Maybe when you're a kid.
Well, how do you...
Like...
What does it define,
then? I need structure. I'm a wreck.
Me too. Like, I was happy I had to go to work today.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would have not done anything.
Like...
Just to be productive.
When I have days off, I'm just like, I am worthless.
Yes. Uh-huh. Although, you guys do so much. You got a nice garden.
I don't know.
Shed.
Casey is constantly doing fun stuff.
You know, I'm constantly doing Scott's things because if I'm sheds. Not, if I'm not doing things, I'm like,
wallowing. You are.
I'm wallowing, and I'm like, you're a piece of garbage. You got to do something.
Just keep on going.
If I'm not doing something, I believe myself to be a piece of garbage.
Hmm.
Like I feel never relaxed because it's like if I'm relaxing, I'm wasting something.
Time.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had an iota of that.
It is crippling anxiety. Get some. Oh, it's crazy.
Believe me.
You'll love it.
That should be a t-shirt. Crippling anxiety. Get some.
You'll love it.
You'll love it.
That's an ad. That's how I'm in advertising. I can sell my anxiety.
This says favorite smells can make you happier.
Maybe. Yeah. Want to do one
for
more?
Sure.
About 50% of life satisfaction comes from your jeans. False.
Like pants.
I do not believe that.
No, because I hate jeans.
Okay. You have to break them in.
I have a question for you guys that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Elvis impersonator.
Oh, yeah.
True or false?
Mm-hmm.
An Elvis impersonator... and make a living doing that.
True.
True. Big time.
I found a whole bunch on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Where I've were you seen searching? One once.
So I was looking, I just Googled Elvis impersonators, Des Moines, Iowa.
Out of nowhere?
Yep. Well, they had one come to work. And I was okay. Like...
Because I saw that one went to old people's homes, and I was like...
Yeah, they had one come to work, and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, see, I gotta look this up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's making a living.
Let's do that.
I mean, doing what he loves.
What if he doesn't love it? How weird to just do
so
that.
I'm so sick of this.
Like, I bet
he could be. It could be.
What if he's just like, it's a job. And it's like, well, no, you can have so many different jobs that aren't Elvis impersonating.
Like, initially it seemed fun, but now it's just like, tedious, and he's like, ugh.
And it's not just a job where people can say it's just a job. It's like, no, you get into a costume,
mm-hmm.
and you put on hair, and you gyrate around.
Yeah. Like...
Do you think they all have to sing? I'm sure they do.
They totally do.
What? I'll be the non-singing Elvis impersonator.
He'll do his movies.
I feel like anybody here could be an Elvis impersonator. The ones that I looked up, many of them did not look anything like Elvis.
They just had the costume.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite stories ever.
Yes.
My sister had a deck of Elvis playing cards with young Elvis on the backs of them. And my nephew asked... why she had cards with my picture on them. And I was like, hell yes. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No one has ever confused me with young Elvis.
Elvis is behind you.
Yeah, Elvis is crying behind me.
We'll show you.
All right. Well.
Should we wrap things up?
I think so.
All right, so we're going to do plugs. Everyone has to have a plug. Everyone's plugging something. Yeah, everyone is plugging something. Right. So, obviously, our BFPs, the Cold Sweats podcast, listen to them. Dinner for Two with Denver. He had a new episode, and he's moving back. Listen to Luke's old album.
Denver's moving back?
To the Midwest.
Oh, okay, to the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Close. And hopefully he'll be coming on soon.
Okay.
Whenever he kind of gets back in the area. Mm-hmm. And Luke's album. There's an old album on Beast Village Records, and there will be a new album, I'm assuming, on Beast Village Records. And this, there's some falling out with the record label. I don't foresee that happening. And get your hair cut by TJ. People are loving it. My mom got her hair cut just the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great time.
My coworker Katie.
Looking good.
Getting the ombre look done.
Loving it.
It looked great.
TJ Spurgeon.
The ombre look? She's wearing a bolo tie now.
The ombre is like, you know, blonde and then dark.
Oh.
It blends.
You know, it blends. It's real hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And TJ can do it. TJSpurgeon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Any other plugs? Let's go around the horn.
I'm going to say, I kind of want to plug Fade Away Flotation.
Yeah.
You know, go there. Magnesium.
Get it.
Go there and get it.
What does magnesium have to do with that?
The float tanks. Have you not heard about
that? Yeah.
You're in trouble.
I have heard about it. I didn't know magnesium.
Well, the tanks are filled with super concentrated Epsom salts, which is like magnesium chloride. Yeah.
It's like super concentrated.
Super concentrated. Like, I think if you submerged your face and your eyes would like just shrivel up. Like,
it hurts.
It hurts. But then you just float and you get a lot of magnesium transdermally.
Feels good. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
It's great. I feel like everybody should try it.
Everyone should.
It's
You're
not
gonna
scary.
Nope.
I feel like we've talked about magnesium a lot.
This podcast is sponsored by magnesium.
But I'm still not sure what is it about magnesium.
You just want it.
Yeah.
We're all deficient, and it can cause a host of symptoms, you know, like being sad.
But also, maybe if you're deficient, you're going to get some anxiety, get some shit done.
There you go.
So you want to be kind of deficient.
Yeah, keep yourself kind of deficient.
Getting stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Tol, you got a plug?
Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds. When is this going out? Tuesday, Chris Schlichting?
Monday night. It'll go out Monday night.
Chris Schlichting on Tuesday, June 7th at Good Sons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's very funny. Very, very funny.
If you're not going to Dave Chappelle, go to...
Oh, shit. I'm going to Dave Chappelle.
Are you going to
Yes.
Dave Chappelle?
Yes. I am.
You can't really plug Dave Chappelle because you can't get tickets to it anymore.
Yeah. We got tickets.
I guess if you didn't get tickets to Chappelle.
Yeah, I did.
That's fun. You guys are having a great
time. And I also, I'd like to plug my anxiety for getting me those tickets because I woke up that morning and I thought I heard a noise in the kitchen. And I was like, well, my wedding ring probably fell down and the cat ate it and I'm going to have to dig it out of its poop. And none of that happened, but it all happened in my head before I got out of bed because it was the day that the Chappelle tickets went on sale and it's like, I'm waking up with anxiety and this is fucking happening. And it did.
That's awesome.
You gotta have some anxiety.
All right. Any other plugs?
Yeah, besides...
Besides the...
Maybe not Chris Schlichting.
Yeah. No, he's still gonna be there. Go to
him. Yeah, he's gonna be there.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
And what else? You've got things going on all the time, Tol.
Bomb shelter at the Beechwood at the end. Last Friday of every month, but the Beechwood is closed this upcoming last Friday.
Shoot.
So we're not sure what we're going to do.
Let's plug Daydreams commercials before they have a new spokesperson.
Yes. Sad times.
That's bullshit. But you know what? I'm going to post all the commercials. Let's all celebrate. I love them. Blown glass pendants. Old school, new school, emo, or punk.
A real fan. I signed a disc... golf disc one time at Estas and Ames. This kid was like, you're from those commercials.
Yes.
Like, will you sign this? I was like, you don't even know what my name is or who I am. What good is my signature
because
to you?
But you are a cultural icon.
Yes.
That's
you are.
Awesome.
You're a cultural
icon. That's awesome.
And that's why it can't just change because you are a cultural icon. So let's just state that right here. It can't change. It cannot change. Scott, what are you plugging?
I'm plugging nothing.
All right.
Nothing's too weird.
Yeah, I plugged the podcast.
Nothing's too weird.
Nothing is too weird. Be our Facebook friend. I'm not doing shit on there that's annoying, so just why aren't you liking it?
No, I enjoy the posts. They're just so great.
It's like I'm not doing it all the time. I'm not, you know, stirring the pot, causing drama.
Yeah, I think it's real tame.
It's real tame. Come to the Facebook page.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Right.
Goodbye.
You FedEx me when you're gone. It just about wrecks me. You sexy, sexy dog. Sexy dog. Stack the decks, me, you sexy dog.